Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Boy, we sure are. Week 11 of Countdown to Kickoff is here.
The double hot?
Seriously. It's serious. That's Steve Randall. I'm Fred Davis. It's Countdown to Kickoff. The final week of district play of the regular season is upon us. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got an entire hour show to break down. Now, a lot of playoff spots have already been, tickets have already been punched. So let's not get carried away on that front. But, you know, you got some 3 and 4s, maybe a few district titles.
Right.
But one guy that's already got his team a district title, and that's where we're going to join next, is and a second-time member of the program here. Let's jump out to and hear from Kevin Bernethy, head coach of the LaPorte Bulldogs.
It just taught us that every week we got to come to work, what it takes and how long a season is when you're playing for an opportunity to win the whole thing. You know, it's a long season and you got to take it week by week and break it down into little things and keep the main thing and understand that we were close, and we had a good amount of our team coming back, so let's get to work and see how we can get over the hump. I mean, our senior group, they've won district every year. They've been in high school.
Okay.
When they were a freshman on the freshman team, they won district, and then their sophomore, junior, senior year, they've won it on varsity. I think they know how to win football games, and they understand that it takes work. One thing that we started talking about this year is, we're capable of anything, but we're entitled to nothing. So we got to earn everything we get. And I feel like that's the way our team plays. It's a big win to beat a team like Angleton. To win the district championship is one of our goals. You know, we talk about winning the district championship, play over Thanksgiving, then compete for a state championship. So we accomplished one of our goals, and we're just going to go week by week to try to accomplish another one. We're going to see tough teams in the playoffs regardless. You know, starting, round one, we play Pflugerville Weiss next week, who's a talented team. So as far as, seeding and bracketing, we knew it was going to be tough regardless. So, just win the district and let's get on a roll. I mean, it's the same message every week. Our job every day is to get better. We need to improve every day. Improve doing the little things correctly, keep the main thing, and find a way to get better. That's our goal every day, is to get better. And as long as we're improving, and teams that enjoy improving this time of year play a long time. So that's our goal, is to keep improving every day, and the little things will take care of the big things.
What have you enjoyed the most about this season so far?
Probably winning the third straight district championship. The scores might not show it, but I truly felt it was the hardest one to win. Just the standard, to hold up the standard and the expectation and everything, to keep your kids understanding what's going on. You know, every week is a different challenge. And you know, when people say, you know, on TV and you see the pros say how the second one is harder than the first one, and you know, no NFL teams won three straight Super Bowls. And to live, come on, they're not on the Super Bowl level, but to live that this year just gives you so much respect for these teams that continually do this year in, year out for 10 plus years, you know, just to continue the grind and getting better and making sure your kids don't get complacent when they've won the district the last two. So I truly felt like the other night winning that game and then beating Deer Park earlier in this year, which we hadn't done since I've been here. Which is a big deal around here. We're two big wins. Yeah, I mean, Ashton Ruffin, he's a two-way starter for us. He's been a linebacker for us for 2 years. He moved over playing some running back this year as well. I mean, he has 1,000 yards rushing on the season. Had a big game against Angleton. He's actually going to be awarded the Built for Tough Player of the Week this week, which is huge. And then Sean Simon, who's our sophomore running back, has over 2,000.
Lots more from the East region of the good old state of Texas. This is Countdown to Kickoff, Week 11. Don't go anywhere.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Appreciate that. It is week 11, Countdown to Kickoff, Texas State Networks, Fred Davis, Steve Randall in the house. And let's do what we always do around this time.
Seriously?
It's happening.
Seriously?
We're doing it.
Okay.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Top three things that you need to know. A lot going on. I mean, and as we alluded to already, you know, the biggest thing this go around. Steve Randall is, you know, again, you got a lot of teams that have already, you know, locked up their particular playoff spot. You got a lot of teams that are just now fighting for, okay, if we win. You know, now we're getting into the greater than or equal to, you know, carry the two.
Prognosticating.
You know, subtract what your freshman class looks like, multiply it by the, you know, number of gifted students you have. I mean, there's a lot going on. Moving forward as to what games are going to end up and how the playoffs bracket's going to look.
Well, and it's one of those situations where you don't necessarily control your own destiny.
No, you don't, even if you do win.
You know, because just like, talking about Deep East Texas, how about Lufkin?
Yeah.
District 9-5A, Division 1, they've got the they've clinched a playoff berth as the third-place team. Now, they could finish second. Yeah, here what I was just talking about.
That's it.
If they win Friday against Galveston Ball, then Barbers Hill would need to lose against Beaumont Westbrook.
That's it.
And then they move up to second place, which gives them a better avenue into the playoffs and make a run. So it's this way literally with every district everywhere you turn.
I know, it absolutely is. And so, you know, as you alluded to, Barbers Hill, if they do beat Westbrook tonight, they will secure the number two seed in District 9-5A. Division 1 behind Port Arthur Memorial, who, oh, by the way, they've also got the Countdown to Kickoff mojo, just throwing that out there for whatever that's worth. But you know, and then you start throwing in there, Steve, the, you know, Division One versus Division Two, because then you got to start factoring in, okay, if this team wins and then they've got a certain enrollment, so then they've got to go, okay, will you be a Division Two? I mean, there's just, it's a lot.
And then it goes into tiebreaker rules on top of that.
You know, you almost need to have a PhD or some sort of math major to do all this.
Well, we were talking in 9-5A Division One, but how about in Division Two, 9-5A? I mean, we're talking Nacogdoches. I mean, their berth is probable.
Yeah.
They're heavy underdogs to the champs, Texas High, that they're playing tonight. So even if they lose, Nacogdoches will still win fourth place as long as Hallsville loses to Mount Pleasant. And if Hallsville pulls up the upset, Nacogdoches could be out of the playoffs because of the tiebreaker rules.
Meanwhile, you've got Summer Creek and North Shore. North Shore with a big win last week over CE King. You guys got with Boy D. Pasquale.
Yep.
They've won 57 district games in a row with the win over Summer Creek. That's 58. What's the weather going to be like? Good question. We'll find out from Dan Brunoff next. It is week 11. Be sure to chime in with us tonight. Now, it will be Khaki Kevin and Steve Randall doing the post game. So make sure you guys, give them a warm round of applause when you do tune in. 945-766-1080, 945-766-1080. Who knows? You might even hear from me as well. All right. Speaking of which, weather-wise, let's hear from Mr. Dan Brunoff.
Well, my East Texas and Texas coastal friends, beautiful weather for high school football. Friday night lights. Temperatures at kickoff will be in the mid-60s in the Piney Woods, in the low to mid-70s along the Texas coast. No rains in the forecast. Wind will be light. Skies will be clear. And temperatures will fall about 5 to 8 degrees during the game. So a light jacket may be necessary. Hope you have a great evening. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Much like Dan, I also hope whoever's listening to this tonight has a great evening, and I hope your team wins.
Absolutely. A lot of love going all around. How about the team out of Tyler, 92.1 FM? How about Carthage? We got KGAS, KGAS, KIVY, KIVY out of Crockett, KMVL out of Madisonville, KMHT out of Marshall, and Sulphur Springs has KSST. Thank you to all of our affiliates. We love you.
Another solid East Region breakdown in the books for Steve Randall and myself. All right, coming up next, let's take a trip down south and let's meet with Smithson Valley head coach Larry Hill as they look to go back-to-back.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
We sure are. Glad to have you guys back. It is kind of the kickoff. Fred Davis, Steve Randall here. Week 11 of the high school football season. Blink and you miss it, Steve.
I know.
Blink and you miss it. Well, and, of course, a lot of the teams that won last year are vying for another state championship. And, of course, one of those is none other than Smithson Valley Rangers over there in 5A D1. And we caught up with Larry Hill, who had just happened to be our first ever guest in the Steve Randall and Fred Davis iteration of Countdown to Kickoff. What was that run like last year for you and this team?
Well, it's pretty magical, as you can expect, or you would expect. Team just kind of gelled at the right time. I felt like, we peaked at the right time, got a few key players back from injuries, early in the playoffs, and that obviously helped. And then got on a little bit of a roll, and I think a lot of things have to come together for you. You got to be good enough, of course, but then, get some guys back. Don't avoid losing some other guys to injuries, and I think matchups are always big. Who do you play? What is your style of play? What is their style of play? Everybody's got certain styles of play that they don't match up as favorably with as others, and things kind of fell to where we were playing the right kinds of teams. Not that we knew we could beat them, but our style seemed to fit better. And that kind of fell into place as well. And, you just kind of get a belief and a confidence and get some good mojo there. And next thing you know, that clock's winding down and you're thinking, oh, Lordy, this really going to happen, looks like. Got to be peaking late in the year. We've still got to hope we can avoid the injury bug. We still got to get some guys back that we currently have three or four starters out. We got to get on a roll. And then, of course, you're going to play some good opponents. I told them, for years that when you get a couple of rounds in all the way to the end, you never play any bad teams. And your margin for error is very small. And that'll be evident again this year. And I don't think the team that broke through last year was necessarily our best team. They achieved a level no one else had, and I don't mean that as a knock on them at all. I'm just saying, I think those factors kicked in this group of the overachievers. Next thing you know, they got the gold medal around their neck. So can all that happen again this year or in the coming years? Well, we hope so. But this is Texas high school football. The greatest football playing state in the entire world
and you're trying to be the one left standing at the end, that's a pretty tall order. And, you know, so there's certainly no guarantees for anyone. Yeah, you know, we've grown accustomed to that. I hadn't won a state championship before, but certainly have won a ton of, you know, trips to the finals, semifinals, quarterfinals, district championships. So we're used to being the game that's circled on everybody's schedule, and we're used to having, oh, this is the game of the week. Okay, well, I thought the one 3 weeks ago was. Or I thought the one next week is, you know. So we take a very low-key approach and kind of attack each game and each opponent as an inanimate object, really. We're just trying to check through all the boxes on Monday and check all Tuesday boxes, Wednesday, Thursday, and let the winning, hopefully, take care of itself. So where are we now? Hard to say. You know, are we – gosh, our opponents always have something to do with that. But I like our team. You know, I like the way they clock in and clock out every day. You know, they're paying attention to detail. They're doing the things that you need to do to put yourself in a position to win in the playoffs. You know, whether that comes to fruition, we're going to find out here pretty quick. But I like coming to work and working with them every day. So to answer your question, I think our team's in the conversation.
Okay.
You know, I think we're in the conversation. I think there's a number of them that are.
Shout out to Larry Hill. Look, we're not picking favorites over here on Countdown to Kickoff, but we like Smiths and Valley's chances. A lot more to get to next. Don't go anywhere.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We're back right here on Countdown to Kickoff Week 11. Don't forget to give us a buzz tonight. And you can also text into the show as well, 945-766-1080. 945-766-1080. We look forward to hearing from you. But you know what time it is.
It is time for it.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
All right, so we've got some Austin area stuff we're going to get to, but you got a few things. Like we said, I don't know if this you need a Pythagorean theorem to figure this out, but you may need to pull out your TI-84.
Well, it wouldn't be the final week of the season unless there was a convoluted playoff scenario, 100%. If you know what I mean. And there's one in District 29-6A down in the San Antonio area. Let's start with what we know. Steele is 5-0, and after winning their sixth straight district championship, East Central is 1-5. They're out. That leaves five for the three remaining spots. Okay. Now, here's where it gets tricky. New Braunfels Canyon and San Marcos are 3-2, and they would be in with the win, and they would play each other later on tonight. Okay. So the second place spot will take care of itself. Buda Johnson, Clemens, and Judson are 2-3. So if Johnson upsets Steele, it's more likely going to trigger a series of tiebreakers. And for the sake of all this, let me get out of this. We are going to assume that Steele prevails, meaning the winner of the Judson Clemens should get a playoff spot. And it's all going to be sorted out a little bit later.
I expect you and Khaki Kev to have all that dialed up and ready to go tonight after this all goes down. Yeah. Well, look, let's just keep with the theme of being convoluted. This is in the Austin area, District 25-6A. Already in is Vandegrift and Hutto. Yeah. All right. And, of course, we talked to the Vandegrift coach earlier this year. Now, Round Rock, they're 5-2. Now, they'll go to the playoffs if they beat Vandegrift. Mm-hmm. All right. So they've got their hands full, all right, now, and maybe Vandegrift rests some people tonight. Who knows? But then again, there's other scenarios and qualifiers that they need if they're going to win or if they win, okay? McNeil, they're 5-2. They advance to the playoffs with a win over Hutto. If Vista Ridge, who's 4-3, beats Westwood, there's a chance for a 2- or 3-way tie for the last two spots of the playoffs. And let's tell you this, Vandegrift is seeking its 8th straight district title.
Of course.
Okay? One other district of 6A note over there in the Austin area. That's actually already squared away. Lake Travis, Dripping Springs, Westlake, and Bowie.
Oh, yeah.
26-6A. They've already all taken care of business there, so no need to worry about that. Now, 8-5A Division One. All right, we already talked about some 5A schools, 5A mm-hmm. D1 schools here on the show tonight. Georgetown and Cedar Park, they're both in. And then, of course, you've got Eastview, Lake Belton, and Rouse that are all trying to find their way in. And, of course, we'll find out. And then, don't forget about Leander, who may back in somehow, some way. So, again, that's the beauty of Texas high school football.
My head hurts.
I'll tell you what, just blink and who knows, maybe the playoff situation will change. Either way, let's hope your team's already in. Coming up next, Dan Brunoff with your weather. Okay, don't forget, 945-766-1080, 945-766-1080. That is the phone number for you to chime in tonight, talk to two of my best friends in the whole wide world, Steve Randall and Khaki Kevin Walker. And, maybe play your cards right. Khaki Kevin Walker might invite you to his housewarming party on Sunday. Okay, doesn't mean you're going to go. Which could get the invite. Speaking of which, what's the weather going to be like for said? Well, won't be over here, but Dan Bruno's got you squared away over in the southern region.
Well, my Hill Country and South Texas friends, Friday night lights here on this beautiful fall evening. Temperatures at kickoff will be in the low to mid 70s in the Hill Country, but low 80s down across the valley. Temperatures by the end of the game will be cooling into the low 60s into the Hill Country, mid to upper 60s down into the valley. Winds will be light, skies will be clear, no rains in the forecast, but a light jacket may be necessary, especially in the Hill Country. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Appreciate that, Dan Brunoff. You got to show some love real quick.
I do. 1440 Keys out of Corpus Christi. Brenham, Washington County, KWHI. Rockdale, KRXT, and Noble Radio. From Smiley to Hebronville and Allswell all the way down to Dilley.
All right, we're going to take a trip around North Texas next. And then, of course, we got Jonathan Schneider, who is the color commentator for one of our favorite teams, the Oklahoma Bulldogs. That's going to go down in a little while. But when we come back, let's talk a little DFW football. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
It is week 11, and for all my parents out there that this is, you got a senior,
yeah,
and you know, for all my parents out there that you've got a senior and he's going to play at the next level, my hat's off to you. All right,
right.
It's a very special. I mean, regardless whether your kid's playing in the next level or not, there's just something to be said for the season being over, right?
Well, and we're getting down to the nitty gritty. I had two boys that played at Cedar Hill.
Yeah,
and one of my boys, 3 state championships. The other didn't get one, but I mean, they're 4 years apart.
Yeah.
You know, and the Texas Tech.
He's probably like, thanks, Dad, for you know, I couldn't.
But I mean, the Texas Tech coach right now, you know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
He was a Cedar Hill coach.
There you go.
So we got to see it up close and personal.
Yeah, you did.
It was awesome.
Now, I'll tell you what, and he's got that Texas Tech program rolling right now. So, you know, look, it's a bittersweet emotional time right now for
it
a
is.
Lot of parents out there. Because like I said, once that, you know, Friday Night Lights, don't get me wrong, Friday Night Lights are still great, but there's just something different when your kid's out there.
Oh, I agree 1,000%. But this week, week 11, there are 3 things that go on. And that is, there's joy in the camp because we know we made the playoffs. And then there's the second emotion, and that is, we're going to be lacing up the basketball sneakers Monday.
Yeah, absolutely is.
And then there's that third emotion that most people are in. They're looking at that 3 and 4 spot, and can we at least get one more week out of this?
Oh, you're fighting for, you know, that's what this is about.
Yep,
so let's run through a few real quick. Here in the DFW area, we already mentioned some over in the south and eastern regions. Let's talk a little bit about, we've got over in District 3-6A. Actually, that division's already squared away. You got North Crowley, Mansfield. Actually, no, 3 of the 4 already taken care of. Mm-hmm. North Crowley, and of course, you guys already know that's defending state champion. Mansfield, Lake Ridge, and Mansfield. All right, so here's the scenarios real quick. And of course, this is courtesy of the Dallas Morning News. Fort Worth Boswell clinches the district's final playoff spot, and the district's number 2 seed in the 6A D2 playoffs with a win over Lake Ridge. However, Crowley is eliminated with a loss to North Crowley or a Boswell win. Boswell is eliminated with a loss to Lake Ridge and a Crowley win. Meanwhile, Boswell, Crowley, and Legacy could all finish 2 and 4 in district play. In the event that happens, Crowley holds the points tiebreaker. Okay. Next.
Well, next, I mean, how about District 4-6A? I mean, we talk about South Lake Carroll all the time. We have their play-by-play guy on each and every week. So here you got the first 3 spots. You got South Lake Carroll, and we're talking number 1 in Division 2, Trophy Club, Byron Nelson, and then you got Euless Trinity. So you got 1, 2, 3. Now, who's eliminated out of that district? Keller, Timber Creek, and Justin Northwest. Now, here's some notable Week 11 games. Trophy Club, Byron Nelson at Keller Central, Euless Trinity at Hurst LD Bell, and Keller at Northwest Eaton. That's going on later tonight. Now, here's the scenario. LD Bell clinches a district playoff spot with a win over Euless Trinity and a loss by Keller Central. Keller Central clinches a district final playoff spot with a win over Byron Nelson, and Keller has to lose. But see, Keller clinches the playoff spot with a win over Northwest Eaton. And if there's a loss by LD Bell and Keller Central, Northwest Eaton could clinch the spot if it beats Keller by 5 points or more. And if LD Bell and Keller Central lose, and my head is hurting right now.
Well, let's take a scenario that's not quite as convoluted and actually is pretty straightforward. And let's go to District 5-6A.
Yeah.
You've got Denton, Guyer, Capel, and Louisville.
Yeah.
They've already clinched all those, right?
You just want to say Louisville.
You already know the drill.
Yeah.
But our Hebron, which we've, you know, friend of the program's over there.
Yeah.
Flower Mound, Marcus, and Hebron are vying for the 4th and final playoff spot. Hebron clinches with a win over Flower Mound. So that's all they have to do is just beat Flower Mound.
Or if Marcus loses to Coppell.
Or if Marcus loses, which there's a good chance that's going to happen too.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out some more about what's going on in the DFW next and make your head spin.
Now back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right, so just
my head hurts.
Rambling through all things here in the good old DFW.
This happens every year, man.
Okay, you know what? Let's. I'm here for you, Steve Randall, and
you
as
are.
A result of that, you know what? Let's do this. District 11-6A.
Yeah.
Okay. The Power District, the Duncanville, the Sodas of the world.
Oh my God!
All right. Guess what?
What?
Already taken care of. All 14 are already squared away.
Already squared
Duncanville, Waxahachie, DeSoto, Cedar Hill, in that order. Boom, done. Don't pass go. Don't collect $200.
They put
That's
a bow
a wrap.
On it?
It's over. It's done. As I was. Duncanville will be the top seed in the Class 6A Division I playoff bracket with a win and a DeSoto win, or with a loss and losses by Waxahachie and DeSoto. Now, Waxahachie could be the top seed in 6A D1 with a win and a loss by either Duncanville or DeSoto. Wait, there's more. Waxahachie will be the number 2 seed in Division I if it is part of a 3-way tie for first with Duncanville and DeSoto. DeSoto, meanwhile, is locked in as the district's top seed in the 6A D2 bracket, and Cedar Hill will be the number 2 seed in Division II. So we're squared away. Here's the thing. They're just fighting for overall playoff seeding at this point.
Right. But as far as district is concerned, it is 1, 2, 3, 4 right there. Big time.
Yeah, let's see. And the crazy part about all this was that just blew my mind this year was, you know, I mean, let's call it what it is. Everybody plays 10 games. Unless you're the Duncanville Panthers.
They play like 3.
Who have played 7 games this year. And, of course, they play Cedar Hill tonight. So, you know, they play Cedar Hill.
Nobody wants to play them.
No, that's the problem. But, I mean, at some point, it's like, all right, you guys, something's got to give. I mean, you got the Bosco Preps of the world.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you got the Matter Days. Like, come on, you get the Bishop Gormans over in Vegas.
Yeah.
So, you know, come on, man. Let's step up. I mean, now, look, I understand. I mean, you know, you and I have talked to a handful of coaches this year that have either coached at Duncanville, DeSoto, or North Shore, and the one common theme with all three of them coaches, four or five of the coaches as far as those three programs were concerned, was we felt we were going to win the game when we got off the bus.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knew it.
And that was that just tells you all you know. I feel bad for our boys from Lancaster.
Oh, yeah.
As they are on the outside.
They are.
But I know you got a couple more.
Well, and it's just that District 6-6A. Allen, they're back.
Yeah.
You know, and Prosper's up and coming. So you're talking, you know, number one in Division I versus number one in Division II. How's that going to fall out? So
something's got to give. Something's got to give. Well, what's the weather going to give? Well, find out next when we chat with TSN Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunolf. Don't go anywhere. Week 11, countdown to kickoff.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right. We're back. It is week 11. Countdown to kickoff. Fred Davis, Steve Randall, and you out in listener land. Don't forget to chime in tonight. We'd love to hear from you. Whether you want to text, whether you want to call, either one's fine. 945-766-1080. 945-766-1080. Give us a call. Shoot us a text. We would love to hear from you. Let us know how your game went. All right. How's the weather going to go? Well, let us know, Dan.
Well, Red River Valley, North Texas, and the big country. Here we go. Friday night lights. The weather is going to be downright gorgeous with temperatures that kick off into the mid-60s into the big country in Red River Valley. We'll be near 70 or slightly above from Dallas and Fort Worth, a couple of county roads to the south. No rain in the forecast. We'll have a light wind in the air and also plenty of clear sky. So it should be a beautiful evening for high school football. Light jacket will be necessary. I'm meteorologist Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
You know, sometimes a light jacket is necessary. I mean,
it's
fall.
It is.
I mean, we're in November.
Exactly.
Makes sense.
Hey, I got some love here out of Stephenville, Mighty 93.
Shout out to Clarence.
That's it. KCLW out of Hamilton. Bonham has Rewind 103.9 and News Radio 1080 KRLD flagship in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Love to hear it. All right. When we come back, Jonathan Schneider, color commentator for the Oklahoma Bulldogs. They're out of...
Yeah.
KSST. You already know the vibes. Don't go anywhere.
From the Texas State Network, this is Countdown to Kickoff, brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game. By Walmart. By Texas Health and Human Services Commission and the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. And by ASCO Equipment. We're on it.
Yeah, we are. And let's venture out into the west part of the state of Texas. Let's jump out to the Uber Eats hotline. Welcome to the program. Color commentator for the 7-2 Oklahoma Bulldogs, sitting in second place right now in District 4-3A with a big game coming up against Merkel. Now, Mr. Jonathan Schneider, I'm guessing you're probably a little bit surprised that this Merkel team is coming into this, you know, this end of the season matchup with a 1-2 district record.
Yes, sir. Yeah, Merkel's always a challenge anytime we go there, and I think that's just with our rich history that we have with them. So, but yeah, I mean, our district is pretty tough this year, so a lot of good teams to go, and like we have Wall, and so that's always a tough competitor. So, it is pretty surprising.
But you got a San Angelo Grape Creek team that, like you said, I mean, outside of, you know, God bless the Stanton Buffaloes, who you guys had no issue with this past weekend, knocking them out 42-0. But just what does a good competitive district do for you guys when it comes to playoff time?
I think it playing Wall is definitely some people may not want to play them, but I think that helps us going into playoffs because that's a very late round playoff caliber team. They're gonna go pretty far this year. So, you know, when you get to play them, you get to see what a really good team like that can do, and it'll help you set you up for your first, you know, a couple weeks of playoffs. It shows you, you know, how you can compete and what you need to change and how you can, you know, compete with these other teams.
You know, talking to Mark, I mean, obviously, you know, we talked to him after the San Angelo Grape Creek game, and you guys were pretty jacked after that, and rightfully so. I mean, again, it's a district game. It was the first game of district. You guys, it was a nail biter, went down to the end, and then, of course, the Wall game was not what anybody expected. But, it, you know, to come back and take care of business against Stanton, again, Merkel obviously going to be a little bit tougher than that. But what? How impressed were you to see the team bounce back the way it did, especially after, you know, a gut-wrenching loss the way it was to Wall?
Yes, sir. I think after playing them, getting that bye week, it really helped us. We had a chance to kind of breathe a little bit, get our guys healthy and back to par. And, you know, we got to play Stanton last week, like you said, after that bye week. So, and you know, Stanton always plays good against us, so we knew it wasn't going to be a walk in the park. But, you know, our attitudes are going to be really high because we're close to each other, so it's going to be a rival game. And, you know, we came out and everybody was firing off all cylinders, and we looked good. So it was a good having that bye week.
You've already matched, you know, last year's win total so far, and so like I said, you're looking to embark on an 8-2 season. At that point, it's like, all right, what are we looking at as far as what kind of playoff run can this team make? And you know, if you get a dub against Merkel, and you know, not putting the cart before the horse, but you know, just how what's the biggest thing you feel good about going into the playoffs this year versus, you know, how things finished last year?
Yes, sir. So, I mean, right now we are the lone team in second place, sitting pretty high up there. And if we go out there and we play like we have been, we'll be set in second place. And usually, you know, towards the end of the season or district, whenever, you know, if you have a team like this and you lose, it messes up the playoff picture. So if we can just go in and, you know, do what we usually do, get a win, and then, you know, we'll have second place and we'll go out and usually we get a pretty good team first round of playoffs, and then, you know, that second round, it's the Canadians that we have to play and stuff like that. So, I mean, really it's getting that first playoff win under our belt that we're worried about. So, you know, I think it'll be a good game, but I think that we can go out there and play our ball and we'll have a good chance at sitting in second place after next week.
I love to hear it. Jonathan, great stuff from you as always, my friend.
I can't believe we're talking to the Big Shug.
The Big Shug.
Oh!
The Big Shug himself. I'm sure you got a snap or two left in you, don't you?
Oh, yeah, easily. Easily. It may hurt a little bit. That's it.
We're not worried about tomorrow. Jonathan, good luck, and we'll talk to you next week after that dub.
All righty. Sounds good. I appreciate you guys. God bless.
Appreciate you, my man. God bless you as well. All right, more to come in the Western Division. Don't go anywhere. This is Countdown to Kickoff.
Now, back to Countdown to Kickoff. Brought to you by Uber Eats. Get your game day game plan ready and download the Uber Eats app today. Order your favorite game day meals for delivery before or after the game.
All right. Shout out once again to Jonathan Schneider. Great stuff from him. Look, the Big Shug, the sugariest of the sugars over there with our guy Jonathan
Love
Schneider.
It.
But you know what time it is, Steve Reddo?
What time would it be?
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Okay. I know you've got at least two things that people need to know.
Well, we
maybe one.
We've got a million of them. But when you start looking out in the West, and it's like, okay, San Angelo area. How about Andrews at San Angelo Lakeview?
Okay.
I think it's going to be a high-scoring game because here's the whole thing. It's always an atmosphere that's amazing at San Angelo Stadium. 7-2 Chiefs, we're talking about Lakeview. They're hosting the Mustangs for the District 3-4A Division 1 title. Both teams are 2-0 in district play. They beat Pecos, they beat Big Spring, and in each of those matchups, Lakeview had the most impressive result. 42-14 over Pecos, 76-49 over Big Spring, and Andrews beat Pecos 33-22 and Big Spring 28-20. So they are, based on those results and home field advantage, I think Lakeview is the favorite in this one. I think it's going to be high flying. It's probably going to be in the 40s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I really think it is. The Chiefs haven't won district there in 21 years.
Okay.
So I think it's going to be a matchup where it's like, okay, we've been waiting for this. It's time for us to throw down. So that's what's going to happen.
I mean, look, man, if you like the chances of those teams out there, then
I like Lakeview.
you know, if you
over
like
Andrews.
It, if you like it, then I do.
Yep.
Anything else out there that has got you feeling some type of way?
Well, if you stay in that particular area, we talk about Ozona all the time. They're the number 6 ranked Lions, 9-0 overall, 4-0 in district. And we're talking about 3-2A Division I. They have a chance to complete their first perfect season since 2002. And they're hosting Cristobal on Friday, or should I say tonight, later on tonight. Ozona's coming off its closest game of the season, 46-40 win over Forsan last week. And they had some amazing rushing. Christian Villarreal, he rushed for 411 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Oh, damn.
He carried the ball 35 times. How is he even standing? And yeah, exactly. And he has had a single rushing season over 4,000 yards. 4,000 yards in 2A football.
I mean, I'll tell you what.
That's crazy.
I think a real question that you asked that we need to really might have
How's he even standing?
How's he even standing?
I don't know. I don't get it. I don't even. I mean, he ran his legs off. How's he even standing?
Modern medicine.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
How is he even standing? How should you prepare for the weather? Dan Brunoff, I'll tell you next. Final segment of the program, ladies and gentlemen. What a program it's been.
I don't know how he's even standing.
I'll tell you what, I don't know how we're still doing this radio show after that. I about fell out of my chair when I heard you say that. I had to really gather myself. Someone who's always gathered, especially when it comes to talking all things meteorology, the one, the only, Mr. Dan Brunoff.
Well, my West Texas and Panhandle friends, Friday night lights, the weather not too bad. You'll need a light jacket, though, as the readings at kickoff will be in the mid-50s in the northern panhandle, mid-60s into the south plains, and near 70 into the high deserts. You'll cool down about 5 to 8 degrees during the ball game. Light wind and no rain is in the forecast. Hey, I hope your favorite team wins.
Hey,
I hope it does too. Dan Brunoff in the TSN Forecast Center.
Nice. Thank you,
Dan. You can hey. Tell we're getting down to, you know, the nitty-gritty in so many different ways. Hey!
Let me get some love here.
Give them some love.
Hey, Abilene, Fox Sports Abilene, KWKC, Big Ben Radio, KVLF out of Alpine, and our friends Mark Richardson and Big Shug, Cahoma Bulldogs, KBST out of Big Spring.
Wonderful stuff, as always. Don't forget, 945-766-1080, 945-766-1080. We look forward to hearing from you tonight. For Steve Randall, I'm Fred Davis. Whatever team you're rooting for, we hope you guys win. Good night. God bless. We'll talk to you later.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.